And we give a powerful clap offering to Jesus. Give a shout to the King of Kings, to the great I am, to the mighty God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, for your power, that today we have come. We are gathered, O God, for you are with us. The power of your Spirit is with us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Can we give a shout as the worship team takes the hour? Hallelujah. Amen. Please take your seat. Greetings in the name of Jesus. What a joy. Can you say, what a joy? Say it again, what a joy. Can you say it again, what a joy?
What a joy.
What a joy.
What a joy.
Amen.
Amen.
We are grateful to be here this morning. You know, I was looking at the children dancing. And I said, it's better as you move far. Hallelujah. Pastor Oms.
Pastor Oms.
I don't know what they call you here. We call him Pastor Oms.
You know, he's
Pastor Umpile. We are grateful to have you. And Pastor Temba, what do they call you? I call you Temba. What do they call you? Pastor T. Oh, Pastor T is still sticking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are grateful to all the leaders and the whole church. We are on our way to Cape Town. So we thought, Melebo, it's good to see you again. We'll be in Cape Town this week. We are doing a crusade in Cape Town. So, and reviving our church in Cape Town. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the title which Pastor Umpile started last week is a great thing to serve the Lord. So to all of our visitors, we say welcome to Emmanuel Christian Church. How many weeks now have you been here? 3 months. 3 months is how many weeks? 9 weeks. 12 weeks. Hey.
Amen.
Mercy. Amen. Great efforts. Now, I want to preach, but I want to talk. Is that fine? It's our church.
It's our church.
Okay, I got born again when I was 16.
Born again, 16.
And this is why the title today is very relevant, because I want you to see yourself in my life. Because I come from a very poor family. I try to explain to people that I used to go to school. In our day, going to school barefoot was great. And I remember the first, some of the shoes I had. I had a brother who had the shoes that were finished under, you know, like holes. And then I'll cut the cardboard because he gave them to me. I'll cut the cardboard and
make a cardboard, cut box.
And then put them in. I mean, he was taller than me, so the shoes were even bigger. So I would tie them really tight and even tie around my ankle here to make sure that it doesn't escape. So I want you to see grace when we talk about the grace of God. Because many times you look at the, maybe Pastor Uchida, you look at us and you think this thing is only for few people. But it's by the grace of God. So I gave my life at a young age. Anyway, my parents were religious. I was going to church. It's not like I was not going to church. Let me not mention the name of our church. So I used to go to church. I was confirmed in church. I went to the confirmation class. Yeah, I don't know what it is. But I went through the whole requirement for a young person to commune. You know, we eat communion with us. There's no requirement.
The
church I went to, there was a requirement. You have to graduate.
Amen.
And then you get a blazer. Then you get a church badge. Not like the other badges, but, you know, a normal church badge, which we will put in when we come to church. So, what I'm trying to say here,
so,
I come from a normal life. But the difference was Christ. And I want, as we share today, that what's the difference between myself and any other person is Christ.
And I
want you to have an understanding that without Christ, the difference will show. I went to school like any other person. I went to university by the grace of God. My part of education is slightly different from a normal education that most people went. I was trained in a special way. I became a manager. I became a senior manager. I worked for banks. I've worked for Standard Bank.
I've worked
for FNB. It was a great experience. But there is no greater joy than saving the Lord Jesus. I've done well in my little life. But I want to believe you can do more. And this is why my challenge to the children who are dancing here. I was thinking about 5 years from now. I was thinking about 10 years from now. I have been a Christian for 42 years. This is my 43rd year as a Christian. So, you can have an understanding of what grace is about. I have a lot of friends who have done well. But I think I always say to them when I meet them, let's live longer. Because now I'm almost 60. I no longer say, let's get old together. I'm just saying, live long, let me live long. We will see, when you look back, the Bible tells us in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1. King Solomon says, vanity of vanities, everything is vanity. So I want you to look back and have a smile on your face. You can be a businessman. You can be in education. Whatever profession, an engineer. Pastor Umpile, I come from Pretoria. We have one of the outstanding men of God in our city. And this man went to Rhodes University. I understand we have students. Our church, we like students. So if you go everywhere, our church is youthful.
Amen.
We are among the oldest.
Amen.
And this is why I try to dance. I notice that here you don't like dancing at all. But this man did something extraordinary. When he was at the university,
University,
he started preaching. The whole university came to a full stop on Sunday. Sunday after Sunday for 4 years. He filled the TLB, I don't know what you call them, CLBs. Auditorium. The big lecture halls. He packed them to capacity. Even his own professors came to his meeting. They sat under his teaching. He preached powerfully. Towards the end of his graduation, the day of his graduation, he was given a doctorate by the university, Rhodes University. So what am I saying? That God will use you in any form. Are you here or you have left already? Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor there is a difference when you serve the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 to 18.
Malachi chapter 3,
verse 17 and 18.
Verse 17 and 18.
And I read. And they shall be mine. Says the Lord of hosts. In that day when I make up my jewels, I will spare them. As a man spares. spareth his own son who serves him. Then shall he return and descend between the righteous and the wicked. God will descend between the righteous and the wicked. Between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the Bible is very clear that God will work between the two. Those who serve him, those who do not serve him. As it said there, much of people know Malachi about tithing. But here God is not talking only about tithing. He says, I will separate those who serve me and those who do not serve me. There will be a difference between those who serve me and those who do not serve me. Those who serve me and those who do not serve me. We are going to tell a story about the prodigal son today. So the story is very clear to us. The father had two sons.
And
the sons had the option to serve their father. But I think the second son might have been like me. Very independent. Very independent. Not wanting to do anything with his father. Possibly look at him and say, old man, old ideas, everything old. He said, I want my life. I want to live for myself. I want to experience the goodness of what the life is. So the Bible tells us that he one day said to his father, give me a share of what is mine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we grew up, you might not know the singer, but when we grew up, there was a gentleman who used to sing.
And
he used to say, it's my life. And then I
said,
your life is borrowed. Can you tell anybody, your life is borrowed, it's not yours. Yeah, he used to sing that way. The book of Isaiah 65, verse 12 to 14. Therefore will I number you to the sword. Amen. I thought to the Bible as to me. Hallelujah. The Bible is very clear here. It says, therefore I will number you to the sword, and ye shall all bow down to the slaughter. Because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not hear, but did evil before my eyes, and did not choose that wherein I delighted not. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my servant shall eat. Can you interpret with me? My servant shall eat.
My servant shall eat, but I shall linna.
But he shall be hungry. My servant shall eat, but you shall be hungry. Behold, my servant shall drink, but you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, but you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy, but you shall cry for sorrow. Shall howl for vexation of spirit. It's a big word. Vexation of spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So I want you to have an understanding that God has said, my servant shall eat, but those who don't serve me shall be hungry. My servant shall drink, but those who are not my servant, they shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, But those who don't like me, they will be in sorrow. So we could talk about life experiences. Seven differences between those who serve and those who do not serve. When you serve the Lord, there's going to be a difference. God will make a difference. The prodigal son, number one, the prodigal son lowered his status by not wanting to serve God or by not wanting to serve his father. Many people lower. When I came into the ministry, my father-in-law, the father to my wife, I'll be using him as an example for all my life. When I said I'm coming to be a pastor, what did your father say, please?
He said he's been his head working well. He left his best job to live with donations.
He's been his head working well. Do you understand? Because that's how people look at it. I had a member in my church. She got married to another pastor. But before that marriage, she was proposed by another pastor. And she said no to that pastor. And many years after, we're asking why. He said, I consulted some people. They said, you can't marry a pastor. Pastors are poor.
Hey,
Pastor Oms. Pastors are what? Are poor. Yeah, so she said, I did not know. You know, our father in the Lord, he's very successful. Do you understand? It's like starting a church in Mangaung. And people say, oh, you know, somebody came to our church many years ago and said, oh, your church is full of children. What can the children do? Yeah, in the beginning he was very excited that our church is big. But then he changed their mind. It's full of children. What can children do? The person was naive. Because the population of the world in Africa, about 65% of people who are alive are children under, I think, 19 or 20. You understand the population? We are the greatest continent on earth with great hope. In Europe, where people are going, everybody's old. They don't have children anymore. If they have children, it's just one child. And the child might decide not to marry and become something else. You know? Let me not mention names on television. You get it? So they'll never have children because of the lifestyle they've chosen. So when the person spoke, he didn't understand that our church will change. Pastor Umpile was in the children's church. You see this one who's playing here. She was months. She came to church with the parent as a baby. I don't understand. Now the pastors are envying me. They say, oh, you have a lot of players. I said, they are children. Tell your neighbor, we are children. Children have more time than adults. Did you know? Amen. So number one, the prodigal son, by failing to serve, they lowered their position. Because when he came back home, many years after, he had nothing to show for it. I don't know Mona Bloemfontein. What is one thing when I look at the case, but we are not going to have a way, but it's a matter of What do you call them here? When somebody atwa mahaeng, maybe to tabantsho atla mo
ke makholwa.
Makholwa, yes. Makholwa. Mercy, Lord. This one became lekholwa. This one or bulela kae. When he had the time to participate, he said, I'm not going to participate. I'm too busy. I'm doing UNISA assignments. I have to submit. I was asking this one, did you submit everything? Because we are in Cape Town for the whole week. All of them are at school. I clicked every click that I need to do. Click. Send the assignment. Let them go.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
The prodigal son, when he had the opportunity, he didn't take it. Even yourself, you might look at yourself, I'm in church. There are two things that are going to happen with your life. The things that you do between the age of 13 to 25, and some of us until 30. Are the things we will be working very hard in life to undo them. Do you understand?
Amen.
Hey, I don't know, you are hearing me. The church, there's no amen in Mangaung. Libiza man, Bloemfontein of Mangaung. Give Bloom. Amen. Mem Hajan, eh? Not Bloom, Bloemfontein is just the city.
Amen.
The city of roses.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May your life be as beautiful as the rose in the name of Jesus. And may all the thorns from the rose be removed from your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hey, they call them roses, but hey,
they
have thorns. So tell your neighbor, you must be willing to serve. He lost everything. When he left, he had plenty. Your life, as we speak today, have a lot to give. But most people will not give their life now. They will not surrender their life now. They want to waste their life first. Then when they have wasted their life, they want to come back to God and say, God of second chance. I said to one person, there are certain things that can only be done at a certain age. When you reach a certain age, you'll start to realize it's no longer possible. Yeah, we can try. It will not work. The prodigal son, he was young. He had a great future before him. And he said, I'm going to control my life. I'm going to do everything that I can do for myself. And truth be told, he went to a far country. We, by the grace of God, we have churches in Europe or in the UK. My church in the UK. Mostly.
They
are watching me. I must be careful. You know Batuwa Baholo? There are certain things you can't do with them.
Bahudile. Bahudile. They are old.
Sometimes when you preach, you can see they are sleeping.
Mercy.
Do you understand?
Why would you see?
Yeah, there are certain things. When I'm here in Mangaung, the energy is high. Oh, I was looking at the song they were singing. I was saying, this signature song. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Luke 15:21.
Luke, chapter 15,
and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called your son. Hallelujah. You can read if you have found it, my dear.
Luke 15:21. 21. Luke 15 verse 21. Empa mora a re ho yena, ntate ke sititse le hodimo le wena, me ha ke sa tshwanela ho bitswa mora wa hao.
Aha, ke sitetse le hodimo le wena. Most of the time when people have time they think I will do what I like. But time does fly. Many years ago, I used to think that I'm indispensable.
Yeah.
My life is my life. I will do more. But I've come to realize that I've been burying some of my friends.
Amen.
And I realize soon I'll be buried. Am I to somebody? Yeah, when you look at the people that I've grown with, I was with one recently and I said to him, we call each other friend. I said, my friend.
Hey,
we are old. He was telling me about his retirement. Says, no, I'm retiring. I told him, my work doesn't have retirement age. I said, I have no plan to retire. But your work, your boss is going to tell you, go home. My boss is still expecting me to work in my old age, if ever I'm old. Number two, when you serve God, there will be a difference in the covering over your life. The covering over your life. Your covering, yes, over your life. The prodigal son had no one to help him. There was no covering upon his life. The book of Luke 15, verse
15.
It says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into the field to feed swine.
Luke 15,
verse
15.
Can you believe it? His work was to take care of pigs. Maybe you don't understand the story. This person was a Jew.
Amen.
If you go to Israel,
how are Israel?
There is no bacon in Israel. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
How na bacon?
You are having breakfast and there's no bacon. Anywhere close, nothing of pig, nothing. There's no pork in Israel. Even the way they eat, they follow strict dietary effects. Food is classified. You can't eat certain food with certain food. They'll tell you it's illegal here. We don't eat that way. This boy was sent to go and care for an animal that is an abomination to his nation and to his faith. He had no covering. Nobody could speak into his life. He could not receive the help from his father. When you don't serve the Lord, when you don't make the decision, in our church we have what we call counseling. All pastors do counseling. After church, one day one pastor called me. It was in the afternoon, around 2:30. He said, where are you? I said, I'm still in church. His church was long out. He said, I'll pass by your church to see you. I said, fine. I was doing counseling. When he arrived to my office, he found, I think I had 5-6 chairs lined this way, or 10. Lined. People were sitting there still waiting for me to talk to them. So we arrived, I took him to another office, we spoke. And I said to him, I don't have much time. You can see the queue is long. My day, possibly I'll finish here around 6 or so. And he said to me, hey, it's like you are at the doctor's office. You see, I can pray for you here. It's a general prayer. You can fall down. You can cast demons. All of those things are important during the church service. But the critical part is the words that you hear from your pastor. When you sit and he talks to you and he guides you, you will avoid a lot of difficulties that many people go through. This young boy, because he left the covering of his father, he lost the greatest advice he could have received. I've seen at night girls, they are prostitutes on the street. I've seen boys picking paper and whatever on the street. I've seen people high, permanently high, on the street. I was talking to one, I said, why are you on the street? Then he told me, he says, when he started, it was easy. I was with some of my friends, we left home, they used to come on the street to beg for money, and people will give them money, and then from there, they will buy beer and start to smoke. What do you call them here? What do you call them? Matekwan. Ke matekwan. What is the barata matekwan? Is it true? Hey, Matuba, Blue Fontaine, Lancheva, Latia. Mercy. Yeah, he said that's how we started. But everything has gone down. They had no father to speak to. They had no mother to correct them. They lost their place in life. This one as well lost his place in life. Mercy upon your life in the name of Jesus. Number three, when you serve God, God will be the difference in the outcomes of your life. Don't forget, we said the covering just now. We were saying the covering over your life. Now we are saying the outcomes of your life. He became a beggar. Yes, he became. I know of a professor who was a great professor in our city, but he was an alcoholic. You people don't know alcoholics. He spent all his money drinking. When after we got married, we had to inherit a house that was belonging to a brother. So somebody was staying in that house. He owed so much to the municipality. So when we wanted to investigate, they told us this woman, she's an alcoholic. Everything in the house was broken. The door handle was broken. The windows were broken. I mean, a lot of things were broken. Because when they start drinking, there is a fighting. There is a breakdown of things. The outcome of the life of the professor as well clearly showed that he was prodigal in his lifestyle. He became a beggar and he learned the difficult part of life through experience. Because he was away from his father. He was away from God. He had no one to speak to him. We have a slogan in the church. We say, experience is a bad teacher. Can you say it? Experience is a bad teacher. Yeah, most of the time, if you are looking for a job, they are going to say to you, what experience do you have? But experience can be a bad teacher. And in more than one occasion, the experience is horrible. When you do counseling and you experience people who have gone through alcoholism, you realize they've lost their wife, they've lost their children, they've lost their family, they've lost their job, they've lost all the best that life could give to them because they had no one to speak to them. This one became a beggar. The outcome of his life, I think the last time I'm here, I think I clearly said to the students, don't think everybody has the opportunity. South Africa is semi-literate. Most of 80 to 85%, if not 90, they are illiterate. Amen. This country, Amen. You are among the few who can hear English well and even write. You must just go and see when your aunt, your uncle, they write, they dress very well. But when they write their names, you can see that their level of literacy is an effort. So you are among the very few. So the fact that you are at the university, take it very serious. You are among the few people in Sada. Most of us are not educated. Do you understand? And our level of pride is something else. I want something better. I always laugh when I talk to the church. I say, you have to change your attitude. Am I to somebody? As a university student, I had to go and work in a construction site. I didn't know. They asked me, what do you know? I said, I don't know anything. I can write. I can count the cement and the bricks and everything and write. Keep it. They said, no, we have a 4 men already. Mabala is here. When you are going to mix cement, sand and cement, you will supply everybody. They didn't give me a uniform. So my nice Nike tekis and my gym, I started mixing cement. By the end of the evening, my hands were eaten by cement. My feet, my shoe was spoiled. My jeans, because of carrying the cement. I was young. I had a tiny body like Pastor Holmes. The cement went into my jeans and started to eat. And you get paid after 2 weeks. You see, you might look at it and laugh. Today I'm a builder because of that little experience. Yes, I built. I built few things. My first house I built it. And I've been building other things. I will not have known that this detour is a very important detour. Other people might have laughed at me. If pride was with me, I should have said, no, I'm at the university. Unless it's a paper and a pen, I'm not getting involved. Tell your neighbor, calm down. Before you become a beggar. Yeah, this one was too high. He couldn't come down. In the church, we serve. We serve in the church. Come to church with the man. I'm going to serve. I was looking at the children dancing here. I said, hey, what a joy. I never knew that Bloemfontein will be this beautiful. You see, today, yes, I always say, let's take pictures, as many pictures as possible. Because people don't believe when you tell them, this is where we were. I will show you, if you stay longer, I'll show you your picture 5-10 years from now and say, this was you. And you will say, it's not me. You'll be looking so funny. And say, I used to be poor, look at me. Yeah, but your life will be different. Your outcome will be different. Because when others went for Mujolo, you didn't go for Mujolo, you came to church. Yes, when others were busy with Mujolo, you were busy on the street telling them there is another life. Do you understand? You are avoiding to become a beggar. Mercy. Luke 15:17. The Bible says, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?
Ba Hey,
can you imagine? You are struggling and there's more food in your father's house. Number four, we spoke, we said the outcomes of your life will be great. I prophesy this morning in the name of Jesus that the outcomes of your life will be different in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That your life will be distinct in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That your life will be glorious in the name of Jesus. Amen. That you will be lifted and people will honor you in the name of Jesus. Number four, your life will be different in the peace you enjoy. The prodigal son had no peace at all. I had two children. No, two people. Maybe. Yes. These people, they had an option. There was a job that was being offered. But they were asking, I said, no, don't take the job. Go to school now. You see, but some people, they like these jobs. So the person was enjoying. You see, when you are a child and I pay you 3,000. Now, where you are, if I pay you 3,000. Than to go to school. What do you think? 3,000 look like what? A lot of money. And you might be delayed by it. I say, hey, you go and buy a gin. Go and buy turkeys. You are still a child. That's all your life. 3 years down the line, your friend who went to school is going to graduate. Maybe you need to go to Tibet College. Become a plumber. Become a carpenter. You will never be out of job. The rest of your life. Hey, there's no amen. Mercy. They don't like plumbing. Listen. Let plumbers strike. You will realize very quick how they are. We know with electricity how you don't have no shade in this side of town. Hey, you don't know what we are suffering. Where I come from, we were in stage 6. The light goes like 10 to 12 hours a day. Do you understand? The inconvenience.
Amen.
Now when we are praying, Father, even this morning when you're praying, I say, Father, may we not have load shedding. I'm doing a crusade in Cape Town. That has been my major prayer. Otherwise, I'll have to go and get the generator. Oh, you can be a carpenter. The rest of your life, you will never be out of job. You will not look for a job. The job will look for you. Mercy. I said the peace of your life, the outcome. When you serve the Lord, the difference in the peace you will enjoy. There is joy in serving the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said there is joy in serving the Lord. Yeah. Think about it. It's among the peaks. He's trying to feed. When they give him food from the table to go and feed the pigs, he's trying to pick which apple the child. You know, our children, they eat half. Which apple still you can eat?
Half word is your affair to Colombia, Osheva, you are Akaijan.
What do you think? Yes. I've said to girl children, and maybe let me say it again.
Yes.
Girl children, your greatest inheritance is not marriage, it's education. Hey, your amen is very small. I say, for every girl in this place, your security is not husband. Is what? Yeah, tell your neighbor, go to school. Secure your life. You are still young. When Pastor Oms was going to Bible school,
Ha Pastor Oms ane aya skolong sa Bible.
I had other sons. There were about four of them that I sent that year. But others said to me, no, I can't go. So they had varied reasons why they will not go. And within 3-4 years, the time has expired. They were coming back now as graduates.
Hey,
one of them said to me, Pastor, I regret I should have gone. 3 years is such a small time. It has passed now. Hey, I must do some. I must get married now. So that at least I'm married, they are not married. Mercy.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, time passes so quick. Tell them, go to school. Yeah. Your joy, the peace. The prodigal son could not wait. He can't stay. He can't serve. Number five. When you serve God, there will be a difference in the level of your prosperity. When you serve in the house of God, there is a difference. I worked for many years. Wherever I've worked, I've received favor and grace. One of the outstanding jobs I did is the last but one company I worked for. The boss asked me to pick her. My boss was a female. So she went for these gold carts. This cars, the small cars that we drive quick. Gold carts. I don't know what you call it. We call them gold carts. You sit on it. It's very nice. You must go there. And she capsized with the car, so she had her anger. So she decided, because we're staying close to each other. She says, come and pick me up going to work to nurse my anger. So I picked her up for about a week, 2 weeks. And towards the end of our trip, after 2 weeks, he says, Vince, is this your car? But by that time I was driving, I was young, man. I was driving a GTI at the time. So he said, is this the car you have? I said, yes. So I don't like it. I mean, as a young person, GTI, you don't like it. Are you serious? Yeah, I don't like this car. You know, it had all the frills and bells. When you push it, it makes the noise that you hear, pow, pow, you know, along the way. So she said to me, I'm going to give you an increase before our main increase, so I can buy another car. Do you understand? My prosperity was more advanced than others. Partly because I was saving her faithfully. The prodigal son had nothing when he came back home. I can give the example about people who are in church. When they are given opportunity, they never take opportunity. Most people like to come to church to sit and enjoy the praise, the worship, the dance, they attend the classes. But that's not what church is about. Church is about you. This is about my father's house. We have built buildings in villages and towns. Some of us will never even go there again. It is only the community that will enjoy. It's only the people that will enjoy. Come into Mangaung, how frequent can I come here? How frequent? Unless the Lord says, at some stage I was saying, Lord, are you sending me to Mangaung? He said, I have Umpile. Umpile will go. I said, Lord, take me to Cape Town. Cape Town is nice. If you go to Cape Town, it's another republic. It's different. Even though we don't like it, but the truth be told, you feel like, oh, man, why can't our country be like this everywhere? There are no papers on the street.
Oh.
No papers. Clean. Transport works. You don't need a car. It's South Africa, by the way. Even taxis obey the law. Recently, there was a taxi violence. Hey, I was shocked. Santaco can be under control. Amen. They put them on the breakdowns. They put them, loaded them. Chappie. Government tried to speak. Cape Town says there is law. Change the laws, we will then respond. Here, yes. No water on the street. Yes. Hey, we don't like it, but it's true. Mercy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you still here?
Amen.
There is a difference. The level of prosperity that you receive is different from others. The wisdom that you receive is different. Luke 15, verse 29 and verse 31.
Luke 15, 29 and verse 31.
And answering said to his father, Lo, this many years ago I served thee, neither transgressed I at any time, and you never gave me a kid, that is a goat, that I might make merry with my friends. Verse 31. And he said unto him, Son, thou art with me, and all that I have is yours.
Luke 15:29. Yaba araba arhunta tai. Bona ke o sebeleditse dilemo tse kalo ke sa tlole ditaelo tsa hao. Me ha ho so hunne le potsonyana gore ke thabe le metswalle yaka. 31 ere yaba ntatai o re ho yena ngwanaka o honna ka mehla.
Yeah. I said to somebody many years ago when we planted the church in the UK. Somebody came and said, Rudal, pay all the tickets, fly as much. In that sense, the person was insisting, fly business class. I'll pay for business. He was a business. The person is a business person. I'll pay for everything. Just. I did not know that winning souls could make me fly business class. Can you imagine if I decided to stay in my village? I'm going to Cape Town. I don't know what Cape Town will bring on the way. Oh, I'll pay all the tickets, get into the plane. Enjoy. Then when the person realized, I'm not even taking business class, I said, no. Give us the date, we will book for you. I said, you see, I want you to pay for more tickets. So, do you understand the difference between business class and economy? I said, I'm better to squat here for the next coming 30 years, flying every day, than to fly once and spend all the money for 30 years. Mercy. Tell your neighbor, the elder brother, can you say it?
The elder brother.
All things belong to him. Because he stayed to serve his father. Many people will not stay to serve God. It looks like it's a waste of time. Serving in the church. You might look at it today. This church looks like we are playing. 5 years. 10 years. We will not be here. That's one thing for sure. We'll have our own auditorium. That's one thing for sure. And it will be glorious. We'll be parking our nice, powerful cars. Yeah, today we are counting the cars. 1, 2, 3, 4. Tell your neighbor, I can see mine already parked. Yeah. When we started, it was only two cars. It was me and my wife. In Acadia, we had to go and negotiate another piece of land from the city council. We are men. One pastor was passing. He called me. He said, Hey, Bishop. Hey, your church is big. Your cars, they are everywhere on the street.
And
you have even another parking. I say you don't know, it was only two cars in the
church.
I prophesy, I see more cars in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I see an auditorium in the name of Jesus. Nice and glorious in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, it comes by saving. Most of us, black people or people of African descent, we don't like working for ourselves. Yes. We don't like struggle. One person was saying, oh, where do you get the money? Is that, do you have Americans? Tell your neighbor, God doesn't stay in America. Something's wrong with you. Tell your neighbor, something's wrong with you. We build our own churches. We buy our own land. Yes, and God give us grace. Sometimes people give us land. Hallelujah. So you must have faith. Luke 15:31. Let me close. Number 6. Luke 6:31. When you serve the Lord, there will be a difference in how the Father relates with you. Yeah. A difference. In how the Father relates with you. One day I was in my house, I was praying. I like praying prostrated, sleeping on the floor, like with my belly. So I had a sponge. So I was sleeping on the floor. I was praying. It's early days of our church. And I was praying for a place for the church, a rental space for us to find a place. And the Holy Spirit said to me, there is a pastor that you had who needs a roof. Why don't you buy the roof for that pastor? How does the two go together? I'm looking for a place. You want me to buy a roof? I'm struggling. We don't have a place. Where we are being persecuted. The Lord says, buy the roof for that church. So I pick up the phone. I called the pastor who was hosting us. To cut the long story short, I found that pastor. I bought the roof for him. We finished. And all our money was finished. But what we did not know was God was moving things in the spirit. Yeah, God said, within 6 months, I'll give you your own building. Do you understand what I'm thinking about? Within how many? Yeah, is that within 6 months? Hey, I said 6 months. You know, people count your prophetic word. When you prophesy, people count 6 months, they say. So by October, we must be having our own build. The man of God has spoken. So I want to challenge you. When I laid on my belly, there were secrets that God was giving to
me.
There are things called seeds. You see, here we have a lot of farmers in Bloemfontein. The secret of the farmer is not that they are rich, because most of us believe farmers are rich. The secret of the farmer is the seed they have in their pockets. They don't sow because they have. They sow because they have an expectation. They are believing, if I sow this bag of maize, there will be more maize coming my way. But for the harvest to come, there is a lot of opposition. It might not rain. The sun might be too hot. There might be hail. Do you understand? There might be drought. There's opposition already against the farmer. He has no assurance that it's going to rain. But they do it year after year. So I want to challenge you today. When the Father spoke to the son, he says, all is yours. When I was lying on the belly, the Lord says, I have an answer and a solution for you. But it's not what you expect. There is an opposition. So when you serve the Lord, God will tell you secret things, deep things that no other person can hear. Getting on my trip to Cape Town. We are preaching in Cape Town. You are asking yourself, what is there? No, Cape Town, there are people. Cape Town, there are people. Can you tell him, Cape Town, there are people? Luke 15:31. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me. And all that I have is yours. Your father will tell you secrets. He will tell you secrets. He will hand over things to you. You'll be tested. Your faith will be tested. You might come to believe that my father doesn't like me. I don't know how Pastor Umpile and Temba, when I say, hack, free start. Hack, free start. Hey.
Yes.
Then you are leaving all the comfort of
Victoria.
Your double story bedroom.
Double story bed.
You haven't told them that, by the way, I have got a king size bed.
Bed.
Eh? I'm a crown prince, yeah. All things are working for me. But the father told the son a secret. All that I have is yours. Tell your neighbor, all that God have is yours.
Hey,
time runs when you are preaching good, eh?
As
you serve God,
there
will be a difference between you and those who serve the Lord. The father spoke about the son. The prodigal son became a servant forever in the house. When the father spoke, he says, my son was lost. My son was dead. When you are in the house and you don't serve, you are as good as lost and dead. You see, many of us don't want to serve at home. My mom liked me a lot. I was a very good child, I think. My grandmother liked me a lot. We used to stay in the village, so we'll make fire. You know, around 3 o'clock she will call. She wants tea. So all the other grandchildren will. I'll be making tea, but I know if I make tea, I'm going to get tea. You cannot be a good child until your parents are happy with you.
Tell your
neighbor, honor your father and your mother. It's a commandment with a blessing. It's a commandment with a blessing. Your prosperity will come speedily. Luke 15:32. And it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this day thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
Luke 15:32. Empa re ne re tshwanetse go nyakalla le go thaba go bane eno ngwanelo one abe a shwele me o phologile one abe a lahlehile me o fumane.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're going to pray. Maybe you look at your life. You are like the prodigal son. You might not be exactly like him, but you are lost in your life. The Bible teaches us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that his son may be saved through him. That we may be saved through him. So today you might look at your life and say things are not working as they are supposed. I've not served faithfully. My life has no meaning and purpose. There is no covering over my life. The outcomes of my life, I can see failure, I can see struggle, I can see hardship. There is no peace upon my life. There is no joy that is filling me. There is no prosperity that I see. But today you can make the decision that the secret that the Father has to preserve my life, to guide my life, to establish my life, today I can reach out. I can be like the prodigal son. I can return to the Father. I can say to him, I've sinned against you. I've come back. Make me your son again. Accept me again. Yes, I was dead, but now I want to be alive again. Every eye closed, every head bowed. I want to pray together with you. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Maybe you are here today. You have been coming to church. Or it's first time you are coming today. But you know deep down in your heart you have no relationship with Jesus. The Bible says, what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? What will it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Today, I want you to make up your mind. You can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Your sins can be forgiven. Like the prodigal son, you can return back to God. Today you can make right. So I'm here, I want to pray with you. If you are here, say, I want to receive Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want to be reconciled with God the Father. I want to experience His goodness. Lift up your right hand and lift it high so that I can see. God bless you. 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 Is there somebody else? I want to make right with God. I want His grace to touch me. I want the power of His Spirit upon my life. We're going to pray now. I'll ask those who lifted their hands. I want you to come here in front. I want to pray with you. I'll ask the whole church to stand. Can we stand, please? Please come. Can we give a powerful clap offering as they come? Please come. We are going to pray. I want to receive Jesus. I want to make right with God. I want God to restore my life. I want His goodnesses and His mercy to come upon my life. What a joy. What a privilege to return back to God, to make right with Him. Hallelujah. Can we give a powerful clap offering? I want Jesus in my life. I want to make right with God. I want His grace to come upon me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to pray. I'll ask those who are here in front, if you could lift up both of your hands. The only sign of surrender, universal. Across the world, if you Somebody comes, you lift up your hands, you are saying, I'm not fighting, I'm surrendering my life. I will ask of you to pray with me or to follow me in prayer. It's a prayer of salvation. A prayer of confession. Can you say, Father, in the name of Jesus?
In the name of Jesus.
Church, can you join us? Can you say, Father?
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you today. For your love. Your kindness.
Your kindness.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Towards me.
Towards
today.
Today.
I receive you.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Forgive me. All my sins.
All my sins.
Wash my sins.
With your blood.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
You say,
write my name
in the Lamb's Book of Life.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
Can you mention your name? Can you say, my name is? Mention your name. My name is?
My name is.
Write this name
in
the Lamb's Book of Life.
In the Lamb's Book of Life.
I thank you, Father, that with my own mouth I speak.
That with my own mouth I speak.
And with my own heart I believe.
With my own heart I believe.
That the Lord Jesus is Lord.
Jesus,
that he died for me.
That he
rose from the dead.
Today I rise with him.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you.
Can you say, Satan?
Satan.
Today.
I cut ties with you.
I have nothing to do with you.
From this moment forward. In Jesus' name.
Can you say, Holy Spirit. Come into my life. Lead and guide me. Show me your way.
Convict
me of sin and unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus.
I
thank you, Father.
For
this salvation.
In
Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
You can drop your hands. Look at me. Amen.